At first reading yesterday, the PIRT report seemed to have left our school system alone. But members of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association still aren't happy with what they're hearing in that report. They're concerned about the impact it could have on K-12 education, and they say that there was a lack of input from their members into Moya Green's report. Earlier today, the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram, spoke to reporters. Here's some of what he had to say.
In her media comments yesterday, Dame Green stated that Newfoundland and Labrador has the lowest student-teacher ratio in the country. This statement, left hanging out there on its own, without reference to the unique context of our demographic realities, is not useful and is misleading at best. The report opines that our small student population should be an advantage without explanation or acknowledgement of our provincial demography, other than to reference those small coastal schools, two of which have been closed as noted in the small print of the footnotes. It's critical to consider the impact of population density and overall geographic size, as numbers alone do not tell the full story. According to Statistics Canada data, Newfoundland and Labrador has the lowest population density amongst our closest comparators, that being the Atlantic provinces, with 1.4 persons per square kilometer. In comparison, PEI has a population of 24.7. Nova Scotia is 17.4. And New Brunswick is at 10.5 persons per square kilometer. There is no comparison. The cost of providing services in a province in which it can take 3 full days, if the weather holds, to travel between the farthest slung communities will not be the same as it is for our geographically smaller, more densely populated neighbors. Given this reality, in order for Newfoundland and Labrador schools to truly level up, as Dame Green puts it, is essentially to say that there will be no public education offered to children in rural areas of the province. The only solution proposed in the report is to pay families to be separated from their children for the duration of each school year. There is no talk of rural renewal or the many contributions that our rural communities make to the provincial economy. Interestingly as well, the report references the need to increase provincial immigration numbers and cites public policies that encourage immigration as important in attracting and retaining new and skilled immigrants. Should we assume that this is a strategy for urban areas only? Gutting or leveling the public education system in rural Newfoundland and Labrador seems completely opposed to the goal of encouraging and supporting new immigrants and their school-aged children to settle anywhere other than in larger centers. The Big Reset report is critical of the provincial public K-12 education system, its teachers, the curriculum, and government's ongoing implementation of recommendations made in 2017 by the Premier's Task Force on Improving Educational Outcomes. Yet, there was nobody on the Premier's economic recovery team, including Dame Green, with extensive background, experience, or expertise in public education. No one. By way of consultation, the NLTA, the association representing professional educators in this province, was afforded one meeting with Dame Green and one of her staff members for less than an hour in late November of 2020. The NLTA recognizes the serious financial realities that are facing this province. To effectively respond to this fiscal reality, one thing government must do is finally begin treating public education as an investment and not only an expense. investments in quality, well-resourced, publicly funded education are, in effect, investments in our economy that can have a significant and sustained positive impact over time if government is prepared to make the long-term commitment. I'm deeply concerned by the content and the lack of vision in the Big Reset report. It's beyond disappointing. The recommendations for public education will devastate communities, especially in rural Newfoundland and Labrador, and send the wrong message to young people, families, and immigrants. Now is not the time for austerity, but for a proactive vision and a plan for the future. A future that includes strong public services and good jobs that will attract and retain professionals and their families.
Dean Ingram, president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. What do you make of what he's had to say? Call Talk.